Unit 5. Market Research. Conversation 1.
Your new task is to reach US $20 billion by the end of 2006. That's a magnificent task. How can you make sure you will accomplish it?
Well, in addition to improving the quality of our products, we need to open more international markets.
You have quite a lot of regular customers, so far as I know.
Yes, most trading companies have regular customers, but it is quite another story for those manufacturing enterprises that have just started exporting. They can't find certain distribution channels.
Do you have any particular plan to help them to open up new markets?
Yes, we do. In order to help them build up marketing channels, we have decided to strengthen market research and gather more information from various resources, such as national trade statistics, trade journals and directories, international organizations, and field investigations.
I agree that a good marketing channel is important and indispensable to the success of exporting. Besides, as a friend of yours, I would suggest that you should still be more flexible in doing business.
Thank you for your good suggestion. As a matter of fact, we need to make improvements in many areas.
Yes, you said it.
Conversation 2.
How is market research carried out?
That's a very wide question. But to put it into very simple terms, one of the objects of market research is to find out whether there is a market for the product and whether we can sell that product in the market.
Who does this kind of job then?
Sometimes we carry out our own research, but for major products where development costs are likely to be high, we employ specialists.
Do your own salesmen take part?
In the early stages, only the regional managers do. If we decide to have some test marketing, some of the senior salesmen are brought in.
It seems to me that the salesmen receive some special training.
Yes, they all have initial training courses where they first join the company, and this includes product training.
What is that?
As a salesman, he or she must fully understand the various applications, design features, special advantages, and almost everything of the products we produce. Conversation 3.
I'm thinking of starting a new business.
What sort of business will it be?
I've been thinking about a fast food place.
More and more people are eating out, and fast food places get a lot from the business.
From what I've read, the trend of eating out instead of at home continues to increase every year.
You're right. That business would probably be a moneymaker if you're in the right location. Have you done any research on location or which kind of fast food is more popular?
I have done some, but I need more information before I make a final decision.
There are professionals you can go to for help. Have you contacted one?
I haven't yet. I thought I would do some basic research on my own first.
Will you go with one of the major fast food franchises?
This is probably the most secure way to go. A franchise from one of the major fast food places, like McDonald's, is very expensive, however.
If you are thinking of one of the big names in fast food, you might want to survey the local high school students to find out their preference.
I did that.
Conversation 4.
Yes?
I am from the Roman Company. Here's my card. I would like to ask you a few questions.
Why?
We are conducting a market research. We want to know how many people use the Roman detergent. This information is used to plan the marketing policy so that no risks are involved in production. That is to say that our production will then be according to demand.
You seem to be all right. You may come in. Please, sit down.
May I have your address?
Here it is, on this card.
Thank you. May I know your occupation, please?
I'm a doctor.
I see. What detergent do you use?
I like the Clean brand.
May I know why you've chosen the Clean? The price is higher than others in the market.
Well, let me see. It washes clothes clean. I don't need to soak them for too long, you know.
But as I tell my wife,
what I really like about the Clean brand is the smell. It's really very nice.
Have you tried the Roman detergent yet?
Yes, once. It washes quite clean. Nevertheless, I can't stand the smell. It's really nauseating.
So the type of smell is important to you?
Yes, so long as your company's detergent has that smell, I won't buy it.
I see. Here's a sample for you, so that you'll be able to try our latest detergent on the market. Please try it. It smells quite different than our previous detergent. It dissolves readily in water and washes clothes very cleanly in the shortest time ever.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your time. Have a nice day. Conversation 5.
You come to Shenzhen quite often, don't you?
Well, I drop by in Shenzhen whenever I take a trip around the countries in Southeast Asia.
Then you must be quite familiar with the garment markets in that part of the world. How about giving me a rundown on it?
With pleasure.
Do you have any idea how textile markets are going nowadays?
Well, it's so-so. Not too bright, not too dark, I should say.
Do you think our products are competitive enough in an international market?
Price-wise, yes. But in terms of its guaranteed service over a long period of time, I would say no.
I'll keep that in my mind. Well, thank you very much for sparing so much of your precious time.
That's all right. Anytime.